I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? I tell them I'm safe, sanctified.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost, I am baptized. I got Jesus on my side, and I'm running for my life. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm running for my life. I don't know about nobody else on the line, but this is Deliverance Church. Hallelujah. And we praising God. Hallelujah, Jesus, because I'm running for my life. I thank God for you and you and you this morning. But the next voice you will hear praising God is Mother Roberts. Glory to God. With a scripture.
We are Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership of our very own Apostle Asia Francis, our founder and overseer. We are located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. We invite you to pursue it that you may be blessed by what God has released through his provision of his Spirit on this morning. This is our 8 a.m. Spirit and Truth worship service. We invite you to praise the Lord with us. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, and give God all the glory. Eternal Father, we give you glory and praise. We
praise
magnify
God.
Your holy name on this morning. We commend this worship service unto you. Let thy kingdom manifest and let thy perfect will be done, O God. Move in our lives and in our hearts this morning, O God. Move in every situation and every circumstance. We need you, O Lord, to come by here. Someone needs a healing. Somebody needs deliverance.
Lord.
We need your salvation. In Jesus' name. Remember our pastor, Apostle Asia Francis, and Elder Francis this morning, O God.
Yes.
Anoint, refresh, and renew them. Meet their every need. Bless them and their generation on this morning, God. Remember everyone that's serving on this morning. Remember everyone on the line and their families, God. Anoint us for your glory. Use us for your glory. We are eager to partake in all that you have prepared for us on this morning. We receive it by faith, and we give you glory for it in advance in Jesus' name. And the scripture today will be coming from James 1, 2, and 4. My brother, encounter it all joy when ye fall into divers temptation, knowing that this, the trying of your faith, work patient. But let patience have her purpose work.
Thank you, Jesus.
That ye may be perfect and enticed, wanting nothing. I thank God for the reading of his word, and his word is blessed. Amen.
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 Amen. The next voice you hear will be Brother Golden with the announcement.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise him.
In the
praise
name of
mind.
Jesus. Announcements for Cornerstone Deliverance Church is Sunday service at 8 o'clock a.m.
Oh, hello. Hello. I'm sorry to cut across. I have my phone on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
The announcements, baby.
Yes, sorry about that. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
I just want to thank everyone for being here. Here on Sunday morning, 8 a.m. sold out Sunday service, and I'm here to give the announcements and praise everyone for being here. And sorry for the not unmuting the mute button. Sorry about that, but I'm here.
Amen. Amen.
Here's the weekly announcement of Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership of Apostle Asia Roberts Francis. We have all services are conducted via teleconference at the number 605-313-5111 with access code 151647 pound. Once again, if you want to access our services, please dial the number 605-313-5111 with the access code 151-647-POUND. If you would like to hear our many services, which we have, which is sold out Sunday service, which you're hearing right now, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Sunday morning. We also have a discipleship course, which is on Wednesdays, which is basically a Bible study course. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We also have Tuesday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time prayer service to get you going through the week. We also have a Monday morning, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry, Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time prayer service. We also have text messages that Apostle Asa Francis, with words of spirituality and encouragement, she sends out throughout the week. We also have live stream services on all sort of media platforms. We continue to preach and teach the message of Jesus Christ. We teach his crucifixion, reflecting on the ultimate sacrifice made for our salvation. We teach his resurrection, which celebrates the victory over sin and death. We also teach Pentecost, which is embracing the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We also have community engagement, which is join us in fellowship and prayer with the weekly services that I had announced. Also, we have a upcoming events. Keep your eye out for upcoming special events. We also have a YouTube channel on which you look up, which you can look up at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, Eaton, North Carolina. Like I said, join us for fellowship prayer throughout the week. For more information, stay on our YouTube channel or download Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Please continue to worship, learn, and serve together. Also, I just want to say this is Women's Month. For without a woman, we could bear no fruit here in the world. Through God's name. Being in March is Women's Month. In this month, we want to salute all women during the National Women's Month. In this month of celebration, we raise our voices in honor of women, the architects of resilience, the bearers of strength, the weavers of dreams. From every corner of the world, across cultures and generations, women have stood tall, their footsteps echoing through time. But today, let us offer a special salute to those serving in the kingdom of God, where the Holy Spirit knows no bounds, where gender is not a barrier, and where the mantle of ministry rests equally upon all shoulders. In Christ, there is equity and equality, for there is only one new creation that redeemed the chosen, the beloved. To the preachers who break open the word with fire in their hearts, to the worship leaders whose voices lift us up to heavenly realms, to the intercessors who stand in the gap, bridging heaven and earth, to the teachers who sow seeds of wisdom into hungry minds, to the mothers who nurture both flesh and spirit, to the daughters who carry the torch of faith into uncharted territories, to the grandmothers who whisper ancient prayers over cradles and graves, to the sisters who lay arms and march forward undeterred by obstacles, to the missionaries who cross oceans and cultures bearing the light of Christ, to the counselors who mend broken hearts and unravel tangled souls, to the scientists, artists, engineers, and dreamers, each a masterpiece in progress. To you, dear woman, who defy expectations, who shatter glass ceilings, who dance on the edge of impossibility, we salute you. Here's Cornerstone Deliverance Church.
Amen.
May your hands be anointed, your voices resound, and your heart beat in rhythm with the heartbeat of heaven. For you are not limited by gender, you are limitless in Christ. You are warriors, healers, visionaries, and vessels of grace.
Amen.
And as we celebrate National Women's Month, let us remember that the legacy of women is not only in history books, but also in the very fabric of creation. Mm-hmm. From Eve to Mary, from Deborah to Priscilla, from the unsung heroines to the trailblazers, each thread woven into the tapestry of time tells a story of courage, faith, and love.
Praise
God. So here's to you, women of valor, women of purpose, women of grace. May your steps be guided by the Spirit your hearts anchored in love, and your lives a symphony of praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
To the one who calls you by the name.
Yes.
By name.
Thank you.
In Christ, there's no male or female, or sons and daughters of the King.
Well, God, in the name of Jesus.
And I also want to add an announcement. I don't have the, I think it's the second, fourth Wednesday of every month. We have a motherboard meeting. The time will be announced through text message or, on the course, on Deliver Church app, the time to change.
Yes.
So those are the great things that we do here at Course on Deliver Church. There's no excuse for those resources not to build a relationship with God.
Yes.
For if you are forsaking his name, then he forsakes you. That's the way I see it. But
amen.
God does not give up on you. So those who come to him as you are, he takes you not by judge, but by faith, and for you to build yourself in character with the Lord.
Amen.
And what a great
amen.
Place for Course on Deliverance Church
Jesus.
To build yourself up spiritually, amen. To get yourself ready for the afterlife.
Amen.
So that's all I can tell announcements. And once again, let's remember women all this month on Women's Month in the month of March 2024. That's all I have to say.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
we thank God.
God.
Praise
God.
Praise God. Thank God for the announcements and Brother Golden. Glory to God.
Glory
and
to
the
God.
Next voice you'll hear again will be Mother Roberts with the offering. Glory to God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Beloved, we all can participate in this part of the service. The portion for giving of our tithes, offering, and first fruit increase, first fruit and seed, according to Malachi 3:8-12. Beloved, let us give cheerfully and bountifully in agreement with God's word. Cash App, $CSDC12, Zelle, Cornerstone Deliverance Church at gmail.com. Website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. You can send a check or money order, and you can endorse it to Cornerstone Deliverance Church, P.O. Box 1143, Edenton, North Carolina. Edenton, E-D-E-N-T-O-N, North Carolina, 27932. Beloved, receive the blessing of the Lord for all that you have given, according to how it is written unto you in the Word of God. He that supplied the seed to the sower is right now multiplying your seed, that you will be all that you need for every occasion. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We don't know what you come to do this morning, but I came to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. I came to lift him up. Glory
yes.
to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I come to lift him up because it's nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
The next, we would also have prayer and worship. Is it in? Testimony is open this morning. Glory to God. Again, we come to lift him up. Glory to
amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
We come
it's
to
Jesus
praise his
glory
name
God.
This morning. Glory to
thank
God. Glory to the name of Jesus. Pastor,
hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come into his house with thanksgiving. Glory to God. Come into his house with praise. Would anybody have the first testimony? It's burning in your spirit this morning. To give glory to God. Is there one glory to God? In the mighty name.
Yeah, hello.
Go ahead,
yeah, hello. I just want to say another great week by God. He's given me. I just want to thank him for seeing me protection in the world from places with unforeseen danger. I just want to thank him for giving me life and breath. I want to thank him for keeping me employed. I just want to thank him for giving me nothing but glory to his name. I just want to thank him for just being among the living. I just want to thank him for keeping me going, keeping me to reach higher ground in my life, to reach personal goals that are righteous in his name. I just want to thank him for getting me through tough emotional times, through jobs or disagreements with others and family, which I try to avoid. And I just thank him for giving me the spirit to just walk away and keep going, and knowing that he has the final answer and I don't have the final answer, and no man has the final answer. So I just thank
amen.
Him for just Give me the ability to keep seeking him out in worship through the service at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Seeking him in my spare time away from Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Not just on Sundays, but, you know, just moving me in a faithful direction. No, I'm not perfect, but I also know that God will make way in all my imperfections and make me a better person.
Amen.
I just want to thank him in his name. Great week. I continue that he blessing has protection over my family, all my loved ones, my brother, my mother, all my distant relatives, as well as those on the line. May he bless you and transform you. I just want to give thanks in his name for another great week of living in prosperity.
Amen.
In his name.
Amen.
That's all I can say.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Will Hallelujah,
there be another testimony that's burning down in your spirit? Because I know he did great things this past week. Great things. He's
yes,
done miracles
did.
In our life.
Yes.
I love the Lord.
Yes,
I love
yes,
the Lord.
Yes, yes.
I love the Lord.
Name.
I love the Lord.
Love
Glory. Yes, Jesus. Is there another testimony?
Yes, giving honor to God this morning, out of my life, my pastor, and everyone in their respective places. I just want to thank God for just being God. It's they say that, you know, God take care of fools and babies and fools. That's just a cliche. But I just thank God. Friday morning, my case manager called me because I had to be recertified. He came during the week to certify me. He said, I went over your records, and you are entitled to Medicaid. And he said that you should be able to get more hours, weekends, and all of that.
Amen.
And he said, when I get to the office on Monday, I'm going to send you an application. But knowing myself, I got on the phone and I called the state. I went from one department to another.
All right.
Out as of April 1st, 23. I already had Medicaid, and I thank God. I don't know how it happened. It's just that they kept sending me forms, and I just threw them in the garbage. I said, because I don't have Medicaid. But thank God, God already knew. When you have food stamps,
that's right.
They
yeah.
automatically certify
right.
you. That's what they did.
Yeah.
I'm certified up until March 25. Can't wait till tomorrow. Like Minister Harris just said, it's something in your heart that's just anxious to talk about it.
Yes,
I can't wait till Monday. So I can
Amen.
Already.
Take your time. Could they mute their phone? Because I'm hearing something, praise God.
I'm kind of nervous.
I love the Lord. Jesus. Like I said, I don't know what you come to do. You and you and you and you. I come to praise the Lord.
The Lord.
I come to praise the Lord. I
the
can
Lord.
Lift him up.
Him
I
up.
Can lift him up.
Him up.
I can know what you come to do. You and you and you and you. And I come to praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is there another testimony? Glory to God. If he didn't do nothing but wake you up this morning, glory to God. That's a praise to give to God. Is there another burning testimony? Praise God. Mother Roberts just had hers. She told hers. Glory to God. But is there another one that want to praise the Lord? With a scripture reading, glory to God, a song that's burning down in your heart, glory to God. Is there one, glory to God? Is there another in the name of Jesus?
Yes, yes.
God gave me a song that the angels and I sing. I've been washed in the blood and the crucified one. I've been redeemed. I said, God, he gave me a song that the angels cannot sing. Well, I've been washed in the blood.
in the crucified one. I've been redeemed. Well, you know the Lord has been so good to me. He's opened doors I could not see. Sometimes when I am feeling low, no one who cares, nowhere to go. My Father, He's rich. He answers my prayers. He holds the power of the world in His hand. Beloved, I thank God this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. For He truly gave me a song that the fallen angels cannot sing. Amen. Praise God. Through Jesus Christ's finished work at the cross, I've been washed in the blood. I'm talking about the crucified blood. Hallelujah. I thank God for His redeeming power today. Hallelujah. I thank Him for His goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, the blood inspires song, beloved. Hallelujah. Oh, glory God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So as we continue on in the faith, amen, rejoicing, amen, in the Lord, giving God all the glory, amen, I ask that you that know the power, amen, of prayer, just continue to pray my strength in the Lord, amen, hallelujah. He truly put a song in my heart, and this is a song that the fallen angels cannot sing, amen, praise God, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, that I've been redeemed, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Will there be another testimony? Glory to God. Praise God, praise God. We're here at Cornerstone, glory to God. Feeling the Spirit of the Lord. Is there another testimony, or is there scripture reading, glory to God, that's burning in your spirit this morning? Is there another testimony? Hallelujah.
I want to thank Jesus. Thank Jesus for being Jesus all by Himself. Good morning, children. Good morning.
Good morning,
Mother. In the name of the Father, the Son, and His Holy Spirit. Ain't we glad to be here this morning?
Yes,
ain't we glad to be in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
We'd be glad we know how to praise Him. Hallelujah. Everybody don't know who Jesus is, but we know who Jesus is. So I want to send out a blessing to all of us. Hallelujah. All our children. All of our children in Jesus' name. I'm sending out a blessing. All you have to do is receive it. Believe it. Glory be to God.
And
receive it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the world can't do you no harm.
Thank
you. Hallelujah. When you receive Jesus, glory be to God, you're covered under the blood. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So the world can throw all kind of things at you, but they can't get through to you. The Bible said, Jesus said, touch not my anointed ones, and don't do my prophets no harm. That's what God sent out for us. So we don't have to worry what the world got going on. We just pray for them, praise God, because Jesus is the light of the world. And because He lives, we can face tomorrow. Glory to God. So when you know who Jesus is, there ain't no doubt about it. Ain't no doubt about it. Hallelujah. You don't have to run scared. Hallelujah. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So all you have to do, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He didn't tell us to do all of this. All we have to do is have faith. Glory be to God. Have faith. That's all. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be serious about it. And when you do the best you can, God will do the rest.
Amen.
Everything. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Hallelujah. All the days of my life. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Stand on that. Stand on that. Stand on
Hallelujah.
That. That's the word. Hallelujah. Believe
Hallelujah.
In the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. I'm sitting here this morning, praise God, 94 years old. Glory to God.
Yes.
No headaches. Slept like a lamb last night. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Like two or three angels this morning.
Yes.
Don't have to take no pills and grab no walking stick, no eyeglasses. Glory to God, because everything, God, order my steps, God. Everything belongs to God. I belong to Him, and everything that's on me, my eyes, glory be to God. no eyeglasses. Glory to God, no hearing aid. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. I'm
Hallelujah.
Telling you the truth, honey. Jesus is the answer. If you receive
Hallelujah.
The Lord Jesus, let everything, all that other stuff, we ain't got no time to worry about that. All
Amen.
We got to spend our time is praising God for who he is. And because he sent his son who bled on Calvary, just
praise God. Hello?
Yes.
Jesus is the light, the light of the world. Oh, Jesus is the light, the light of the world. Oh, Jesus is the light, the light of the world. Oh, Jesus is the light, the light of the world. Anyone else have a testimony this morning?
Praise God this morning. I came to praise God this morning, and I came to lift him up. Like
you.
Apostle said, is there one? Is there another testimony? I know, praise God, this morning I love him. Glory to God. Because he first loved me. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
regardless of my mind or the circumstances, glory to God. God has been good to me. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. He has
Thank
been walking. Glory to God. When doctors said I could not walk, I would never walk again. But I walk.
Hallelujah,
glory to God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
By the blood again. He healed my daughter from cancer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I don't have to tell you about what somebody else told me. I tell you for what I know that God is good. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He has mercy
Jesus.
Upon me. Time and time again, glory to God. I get round here now, and sometimes I said I can't pick them up and put them down like I used to, but I can give God a shuffle in my feet. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Thank you.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus. When the doctors gave me up and I had flat line, glory to God. God told me at the doctors, I'm not through with you yet. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
They want to say about what's going on around me, glory to God. But they don't know what God has done for me. And he don't have no respect to person, glory to God. This morning, glory to God, because he can do it for you, you, and you. Hallelujah, because he has done it. Glory to God over and over again. Not because that I'm worthy, glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. He
yes,
sees
hallelujah.
That he can use, glory to God. That testimony can break the yoke. Hallelujah. Someone on the line with a testimony. Hallelujah. I thank
good morning,
God.
Good morning. Good morning. Jesus.
Yes,
I'm
Lord.
Good.
Praise him, baby.
This is Raquel Scott.
Yes.
Bless you.
Jesus.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, all you people of faith. So I've been this is my testimony. I've been going through some things. I've been attacked by different I guess you can say demonic entities, demons, and you know, glory be to God. My mom, she's a woman of faith. She was able to, you know, research and Google and find Apostle Francis for me. And, you know, all thanks be to God. Through Apostle Francis, I was able to be delivered. And, you know, now I'm with you guys on this phone call from, you know, researching for my mom researching from yesterday. So I'm just so, you know, I'm so grateful for Apostle. I'm grateful for my mom and, you know, all praises be to God. All praises be to Jesus.
Hey, Lord, give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. She said that she was being tormented by demons.
Thank
Amen.
You,
but God
yes,
delivered her. And Jesus delivered her over the phone, praise God.
Thank
amen.
You,
hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You want to give God praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm
yes,
in North
Lord.
Carolina.
Hallelujah.
She's in New York. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's the power of God.
Mm.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Glory
Lord,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank
glory
you,
God, hallelujah. Beloved, we want to know how to praise God for what it is that he has done.
Thank
excuse
you,
me,
Jesus.
Mother Harris, amen. Because it was Minister Mother Harris and I on the line praying for the woman of God, and God demonstrated his power and had compassion on her. Amen,
amen.
Praise God, and delivered her. Amen,
yes.
Praise God, amen. And she's not telling you about something that someone told her. She's telling you about what God did for her. Amen? Praise
amen.
God. God has not changed. He is still the same. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Sister Rachel, we are rejoicing with you for what it is that God has
yes.
done in your
hallelujah,
life. Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. If it had been my child, amen. Praise
amen.
God. I would be tearing the floor up. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God's
yes.
name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
that's
you,
right. Praise him, Sister Rachel. Praise yeah. him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
For Mary washed his feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. Praise God. He's washing up the praise.
Jesus.
He's
yes, washing Lord.
Me with cold. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
Glory God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
My God. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
call
you.
The name of
the
Jesus.
Kingdom of God is not talk but power.
Yes.
The kingdom of God is not talk but
thank
power.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead. Be receiving it. Hallelujah. We're receiving
amen.
It.
Amen. Amen. Praise
together
God.
Stand.
And I tell you,
together
the church is too quiet
this morning.
The church is too quiet for me, praise God. Hallelujah.
Standing on the promises
thank
of Christ,
Jesus.
My Savior.
By
standing
blood.
On the promises of
thank
God.
Thank God for
we're
in the name of
morning,
Jesus.
Children.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And thank you, Jesus, for that one. Hallelujah. Jesus. And the angels will sing for one.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank him this morning.
Thank
we praise him, baby. Praise God. Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. She's a wonderful, beautiful child that just bought the love of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I love the baby this morning. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, because you only have love at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Is there another glory to God that just wants to tell God thank you? Hallelujah. Well,
he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He washed all my sins away.
Praise God.
Oh, he done so much for me. I cannot tell it all.
Hallelujah.
I cannot tell it all. Cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. He took all my sins away.
Yes.
Mother Harris, I release it back to you.
Praise we thank God this morning again and thank God for all the testimonies, glory to God, and all the praises that belong to God this morning. The next voice that you would hear is our pastor, overseer, glory to God. It would be this wonderful woman of God that keep on keeping on, glory to God, and that would be Apostle A. Francis, glory to God. Give
thank
God
you,
a
Jesus.
Praise. Bring it
hallelujah.
In. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You,
hallelujah. Beloved, let us bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
glory
Jesus.
To his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory
you,
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At Cornerstone Deliverance Church, where the Bible come alive. Before your very eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, Jesus saved, he healed, he delivered. Amen. Praise God. And he is still saving, healing, and he is still delivering. Amen. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
This is not just a conference service. Amen. Praise God. But the work of God don't stop. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. This is time for the word of God. And the Bible tells us that faith come by hearing and by hearing of the word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I pray a replenishment over Minister Mother Harris and everyone that served in his service today. May the glory of God fall upon you and replenish you. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for your service to the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, I want you to turn with me to Mark chapter 5. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, Jesus is yet alive. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
I know because he's alive in my heart. Amen.
All
praise
right.
God.
Thank
amen.
Jesus. Yes,
he's
Lord.
Alive in Sister Raquel's heart. Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
She knows him in a more personal way. Amen. Praise God. She knows him as deliverer of her soul. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is not just a conference service. I like to say that, amen, praise God, that the kingdom of God is not talk but power, and we ought to see the demonstration of the power of God in the lives of those that the Holy Spirit draw. Amen. Even in your life, you ought to see the demonstration of the power of God.
Yeah.
And I know that you hear my voice, amen, on Sunday and in Bible study. Amen, praise God, and in the prayer service, amen, but the work of Jesus Christ don't stop there, like it should not stop there in your life, amen, every day, amen, that we live this life, amen, praise God, God will have us to encounter someone, amen, that we can pour out the compassion of Christ, amen, on his people, amen, praise God. The Bible says that God didn't, that Jesus Christ did not come to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He don't love the sin of the world, but he loved the world. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
He loved the people. Amen. God is in the people business. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, if you don't want to be bothered with people, amen. Praise God. How can you be in Jesus' business? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Beloved, turn with me to Mark chapter 5. We're going to begin to read in verse 1. Amen. This is the work of Jesus Christ. The word of God is power. The word of God is living and active. The word of God. Amen. God said, I sent my word and it healed. I sent my word and it saved. He said, I sent my word and it delivered. The word of God knows no boundaries. It's not a state, a city gate, a country gate that can keep the word out. Amen. When
amen.
You send forth the word of God to do what God said that it would do, the word of God, amen, hallelujah, it breaks all boundaries and it goes in and it accomplishes the very thing that God sent it to do. Amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And right now, the word of God shall work in your heart and in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Beloved, I want to tell you that not only is the world demon possessed and oppressed, amen, praise God, sometimes people sitting right in the church,
amen,
praise God, sitting right amongst the body of Christ, got personalities and things that are going on that is not God.
Amen,
praise God. I heard Jesus when he spoke to Peter, and he said to Peter, he didn't speak to Peter, but the spirit that operated through Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, Jesus spoke to that spirit, amen, and said, get thee behind me, Satan, for you speak not of the things of God, amen. And Peter was a disciple, amen, of Jesus, called to be one of the apostles. This is why I tell you, amen, you have to put on the mind of Christ, amen, praise God. The mind of Christ is given to every believer by way of the spirit of eternity that is deposited on the inside of us. But, beloved, the Bible tells us that you must put it on. Amen. You must exercise it. You must submit to the Holy Spirit. You must surrender. Amen. Praise God. Because only He can give us the unction to function. Amen. That we could do the will of God. Amen. And this is what we want to do in this season. Amen. We want to do the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want the will of God to manifest in our life, in our living, in our waking up, in our laying down. Amen. Praise God. Amen. In our momentum that we give moment to moment, minute to minute, hour to hour. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so, beloved, I want you to know you sitting in the pew, amen, praise God, hallelujah. We can't look strangely when people come in for deliverance, amen, praise God, because God had to deliver us. We had to be delivered from something, amen, praise God, amen. I remember I had an encounter, and after I finished laying hands, amen, the woman of God said, that was not me. And I said, I know it wasn't you, amen. The Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is not people that you're wrestling with, amen, but you're wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are demonic entities, amen, praise God, amen, that is working against the work of Jesus Christ, amen, in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so let us begin to read. Amen. Praise God. It says here, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with the unclean spirit. Amen. Praise God. To make it plain for you, this unclean spirit was a demonic spirit. Amen. Praise God. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Beloved, I ask you, have you ever encountered such a thing? Amen. Praise God. Amen. This very thing that was happening in the day when Jesus' ministry was in the earth. Amen. When he was physically in the earth, these things are still happening today. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why I love that song, Go Down, Moses. Go down in Egypt land and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Amen. The power of Jesus Christ has come. Amen. That the may be made free. Amen. I love when Luke says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and he has anointed me, amen, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. But when he saw Jesus afar, this is verse 6, off he ran and worshiped him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We are all created to worship, whether it is a divine angel, a fallen angel, whether it is you. Amen. Whether it is a frog, a dog, a fish, a bird in the air, amen, praise God, an animal, amen, whether you are a deer, a bear, amen, praise God, all creation, whether you are a tree or grass or flower, amen, praise God, all creation, amen, is bringing glory to the name of God, amen. But the key is that we are not to worship creation, but we are to worship God, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen. And verse 7 says, and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, thee, Jesus? Thou Son of the Most High God, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Amen. And so the power of Jesus Christ in every believer, that glory train that dwells within you, that anointing that is on your life. Amen. Praise God. God did not anoint us that we could sit in the pew and clap our hands and look pretty in our suit. Amen. Praise God. It is that power that he put on you, amen, that torments, amen, the kingdom of darkness. Amen. When you walk into a region, amen, praise God, anything that is impure, anything that is not right, every unclean spirit should be tormented by the presence, amen, of God that is in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There should be some type of uncomfortability. Amen. Praise God. I didn't say a people. You know when you encounter these spirits. Amen. Praise God. Because there are things that are going on in people that should not be going on. Amen.
Amen.
For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And yet Jesus called this spirit by name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he asked him, what is thy name? What is thy name? And so in this text, we see that Jesus spoke to the demonic spirit. Amen. And he answered, saying, my name is Legions, for we are many. Legions is a regiment, thousands and thousands of demons in one body. He said, for our name, he didn't speak, the demons had a spokesman. He said, for our name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. These demons can only do what Jesus told them to do. That is the authority that God has given us. Beloved, you are the spirit and the power that you come in, and we come in the spirit and in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. It is his power. Amen, that does this work. Not man, 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 you plant, you water. Amen. But it is the power. It's the power of Christ, amen, praise God, that rests upon us, amen, huh? Because our faith is in Jesus and his finished work at the cross, and his spirit dwelleth within us, and the spirit of the Lord, he anoints us, amen, praise God, amen. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Amen. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. Now, beloved, what I want you to see here, amen, praise God, hallelujah, Marie 14, and they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. Amen, praise God, as we tell of the goodness and the power of God. Amen, praise God, as we tell of the miracles and the wonders, amen, that Jesus Christ, amen, has ministered in our life. Amen, praise God. Even the swine that these demons was cast into, beloved, these swine could not handle that demonic power. But this man, tormented in the tomb, living amongst the dead for years, for years, for years. Amen. But the swine just ran into the sea and drowned themselves, died. Amen, praise God, by such a demonic possession. Beloved, I'm here to tell you that you are stronger than you think. Amen, praise God. Amen, I'm talking about the love and the compassion of God on you. Amen, praise God, that you was able to make it, to see the deliverance of God, the hand of God, the salvation of God. Amen, praise God, when these pigs could not take it for a moment. Amen, praise
amen,
God.
Amen.
Beloved, I want you to know that it is the compassion of God. Jesus Christ is the compassion of God. The Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Amen. Jesus is the love of God. Amen. Sometimes we go through life and we tell people, I got love for you. Amen. Praise God. But those of us who believe in Jesus, amen, hallelujah, God is love. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to have more than just love for people. Amen. Praise God for the very essence, the character of God. He is love. Amen. And he pours out that love, amen, on humanity. Amen. Jesus Christ was moved by compassion. protection for those that was bound, for those that was lost, amen, and those that was in need of salvation, for those that was sick, amen, beloved, amen. Praise God, if we could walk by people that are bound and not care and it means nothing to us, where is God in your life? Where is the compassion of God if Christ be in you? Where is the compassion of Christ if people be made free? That salvation, amen, praise God, take place. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
God, that's why it is so strange, amen, the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we pray and we know not what we ought to pray for. Amen, but just, amen, a couple of days ago I was speaking to Pastor Paris. Amen, and I said to her that I'm praying for more compassion. Amen, I need the compassion of God in my life. Amen, I need the compassion of God to drive me, to move me. Amen, because Jesus healed and saved and delivered by compassion. He was moved in compassion. The afflicted, amen. He says, I didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. Amen, it was their affliction that moved him in compassion. The situation, the circumstance of man, what sin has done. Hallelujah. Jesus had compassion. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, the compassion of Christ. Amen. We may not want to enter into that battle. Amen. But Jesus, he didn't turn down the fight. Amen. Praise God. He entered in and he walked in his authority, the authority of a word. Amen. Hallelujah. Throughout the Bible, he healed, saved, and delivered. Amen. With a word and a touch. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He healed, saved, and delivered with a word and a touch. Amen. Praise God. That is the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. A sin, sick, dying world, and he makes the captives free. And, beloved, that is the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't want to enter into this battle. Well, beloved, it's time to fast and pray. It's time to sanctify yourself unto the Lord. Amen. A good soldier ready for battle. Amen. Praise God. Not against people, but against these principalities and powers. Amen. That got people bound. Amen. These demonic spirits that are wreaking havoc. These different personalities that are going on. Beloved, you got to be able to discern. Hallelujah. What spirit is that? Jesus asked this spirit, what is your name? Authority. The spirit spoke back, legion. Amen. Praise God. There were people that were sick, but it was a spirit of infirmity. Not even a illness that came about, amen, because of something that they ate or a breakdown of an organ or a malfunction of a system in the body, but a spirit of infirmity. Had a woman bound and bent over, could not straighten up her back for many, many years. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God gave you power. I could feel the power of God in my hand even now. God gave us power. He gave us authority. He gave us his name to use. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of the battle. Amen. Don't be afraid to look that demon in the face. Amen. Praise God and call him out. Let him walk in dry places. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory God, the power of God. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 9:36 says, when Jesus saw the crowds, amen, he felt compassion for them, the love of God, because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By the word of God. Amen. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, that is a strong tower. These are our weapons of warfare that God has given us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. For what? To set the captives free. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then, beloved, we have to be careful not to think that we are some great thing. Amen. Praise God. We have to be careful that, amen, when they ask about what power, it was done by the power of Jesus Christ. We got to be careful not to take God glory, amen, because in saving, delivering, and in healing, when he saved me, God was glorifying himself. Amen, praise God, I too had to be saved. I too had to be delivered. And then he did what? Made me his disciple. Amen. God desired to make you his disciple. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That you can go and tell of the goodness of God, how he saved you, how he healed you, how he delivered you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every human being with that name, that that name was spoken, that God reached down from heaven. It's why he talked to. My God, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Beloved, it is real.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise God. But when we got the call, this call came in yesterday. And when it came in over and over and over again. And I kept sending it to voicemail over and over and over again. And I said, no, what is this? I had to speak to God about it on the phone with Minister Mother Harris, but I had to speak to God. I said, Minister Mother Harris, hold on, because this is something. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Took the call, and the compassion of Christ in me was moved.
Hallelujah.
Amen. At first, I was thinking, when will I get to New York, or when will they get here? That was my first thought. But as the woman of God, Raquel, cried out for God, amen, hallelujah,
Jesus
in me was moved with compassion.
Amen.
And I knew at that moment that God could save you right now. Hallelujah. He could deliver you right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With the word and the touch. He could deliver you right now. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Blood, the blood, the blood.
Glory God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Right now in the name. Hallelujah.
Jesus is yet a miracle worker. And I plugged Mother Harris into the call, and she, hallelujah, beloved, she arose to the occasion. She was ready to serve. Beloved, this is the work of Jesus Christ. It's not just Sunday 8 a.m. or Monday prayer. Amen. Even though we could get what we need during those corporate services. Amen. Because where two or three gather in his name, there is the power of God.
Yes.
One could chase 1,000, but two could chase 10. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where there is much faith in the room. Amen. Praise God. When we gather together, the Spirit of the Lord is moving in the atmosphere amongst us. The Spirit of God moves amongst his people. He tells you to praise him, open up your mouth, unmute your phone, because he inherits the praises of his people.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. He takes habitation in our praises. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
When I'm dealing with something, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes I don't go back and forth and argue. Sometimes I just start praising God. Hallelujah, because I know he inhabit my praise. I praise God that he will show up and that he will shift the atmosphere. Amen, because there's something that is not right in the atmosphere. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we want you to see the mind of God, the heart of God, that the church have compassion. Amen. And when I spoke to her mother said that they have caught many places, many churches, but they don't want to cast out demons. Amen. Praise God. But this is the work of Jesus Christ. She said that they want you to repeat the sinner's prayer and join the church, but they don't want to cast out demons. Beloved, this is the work of Jesus Christ. He said that those that believe, amen, hallelujah, that he gives us power. He gives us power to what? To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He gives us power to do what? To lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He gives us power to cast out demons. God gave us power for that. Beloved, you got to believe, operate, step out on faith in the power that God gave you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And start with self-deliverance. Start with self-deliverance. Start with self-deliverance because you need to be delivered. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Many times I lay in that bed and I pray for myself. Hallelujah. Many times I get down on my knees and I'm praying, God, do something in the Lord jams up my mind. Let your love be perfected in me and drive out fear. Because fear will stop me from doing the work of God. Hallelujah. The demon don't care nothing about your title. Whether you're apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
When God
when God sent us forth at Cornerstone Deliverance Church and we was having prayer, all night prayer every Friday night, pastors was coming in. And those young girls that God anointed, they came in, got delivered, and God anointed them. They were taking pastors through deliverance.
Oh.
Amen, praise God. This is the power of God. No one is exempt. People don't care about your title. You got to stay in the word.
Amen.
You got to stay prayerful. Amen, praise God. The devil is crushed down at the door waiting for entry.
Amen.
Don't open the door to the devil. Praise God. Sometimes the enemy comes in because of we opening the door. We open the door. Sin opens the door for demonic activity. Sin. Sometimes it comes through the family line. You was born with this thing. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. All of us are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Spirits, familiar spirits from the family line you need to be delivered from. You was born with this thing. Praise
Amen.
God. Need to be delivered. Amen.
Amen.
Some of you were assaulted, molested, and things happened, and then there was impartation. Amen.
Oh.
Praise God. That was taking place. Amen.
Oh.
Praise God. This is not your fault. You couldn't help yourself. The world is wicked. Man is wicked. Deceitfully wicked in the heart of man, says the word of God. But Jesus Christ came for this reason. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. And beloved, hallelujah, it is by your faith that you are saved, by your faith that you are healed, by your faith that you are delivered. Jesus had compassion on this man in the tomb. This man, hallelujah, you would think that he was a mental patient living amongst the dead in the tombs. He was living in a graveyard. The Bible says here that he cut himself. Amen, praise God. He was crying out, yelling and screaming. Amen. If you look at our YouTube videos, amen, we recorded some of the deliverance. And you hear these demons crying out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes people spit up, but sometimes it's just the spirit leaving the body. Amen.
Yep.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the power of God has not changed. He is still God.
Amen.
Well, beloved, you will see something. Amen. You will encounter something. Think it's not a strange thing. Amen. Praise God. Think it's not strange of the things that you will see and the things that you will encounter. But know the power that God has given you. Know the authority that God has given you. Hallelujah. Know the compassion that God has for the Lord. The compassion that God has for those that are bound. You would think that that man in the tomb was crazy. Amen. The doctors would medicate the situation and give him some Thorazine, some Prozac. Huh?
Mm.
But not Jesus. Jesus delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. He got to the root of the problem. Praise God. Hallelujah. He took authority over the demonic spirits. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My God. And beloved, this is what you're here for. You hear that you may be saved, sanctified, delivered, made free. Amen. You hear that you may maturate. You hear that you may be equipped for the work of the ministry. You hear you're here because God sent you here that we can make a disciple out of you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Discipline to live a life like Christ. That you too will have compassion on someone the way God had compassion on you. Christ in you having compassion.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ in you having compassion. And I heard the Bible say the greater the deliverance, the greater the gratefulness. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We are more grateful the more that God had to deliver us from. We are more grateful. We are more grateful. We are more grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, beloved, I want to encourage you. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be teaching on deliverance. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because Jesus is a wonder. Amen. Jesus is a wonder. And you have to know the power of God for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. We all have been delivered from something. And Amen. Until you know what you have been delivered from, you can't be grateful. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, I've always driven nice cars and lived in nice houses and owned more than one house at a time. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God has been good to me. Amen. Hallelujah. And this Amen. Was before he called me to the work of the ministry. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've always been a tither because I understood, amen, the principles when it came to tithing. Every business that I had, I tithed from the business itself. The business was a tither. Amen. Praise God. Because I understood the principles of tithing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when God saved me, he had to show me my need for salvation. When he delivered me, when he called me to the work of the ministry, he allowed me to meet this homeless man named Stephen. And I hadn't spoken of Stephen in years, but my family know about Stephen. He had me to meet this homeless man named Stephen. And I met him at a gas station, and I did not want Stephen to pump the gas on my Mercedes Benz. Amen. I mean, Stephen was just, he was in his homeless garb. He was layers of filth, and he was despondent. And he went and he picked up that gas thing, and I didn't want him to pump my gas.
Mm.
But God spoke to me, and he said to me, he knows your father. And I said, what? Now, I'm looking crazy. Because then I spoke to Stephen. I didn't know his name was Stephen at the time. I said, you know my father? God spoke to me and I spoke to him. God spoke to me inside of me and I spoke to him.
Amen.
I said, you know my father? And he looked at me like I was crazy.
Jesus.
He's like, I don't know you, girl. Amen. And he said, who is your father? And I said, Ken Do. He said, can do, can do, can do. And then he started naming some of my father friends. And then he spoke some other things. And I said he was dead. And he straightened right up. He pumped my gas. We held a conversation that connected him and I. That's when I found out his name was Stephen. I handed him money for pumping my gas, got in my car in Harlem, and went back to Long Island. Praise God. Hallelujah. But every
Amen.
Day I came to Harlem to go to church, I stopped at that gas station. Who pumped my gas every time? Stephen. Stephen Amen. Pumped my gas every time. Amen.
Amen.
I started giving Stephen tracts and speaking to Stephen about the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I started
Amen.
Being a witness. Amen. Praise God. At first, I didn't have that compassion, but God
Amen.
Gave me and Stephen something in common. Stephen knew my daddy.
Yeah, all right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is why we got to know the voice of God. One of Father's Day, I came through because my father's deceased, and I wanted to be a blessing to Stephen.
Amen.
Stephen wasn't there. And I just prayed, Lord, just let him come on in that I could be a blessing to him. Praise God. Now, I don't know who Steve, I don't know nothing about this homeless man. He came riding in clean as the Board of Health, hair blown out, looking like velvet. You know how they used to do the blowouts back in the day? Some good-looking jeans. Steven looked like a new man.
Hey, glory to God.
And so I said, man, what a few kind words and a couple of dollars would do for somebody. But that was my perspective at that time. But that wasn't the perspective of God. Amen. Hey.
Amen.
Stephen said to me, give me one of those pamphlets that you gave me before. I said, I gave you a pamphlet. I had a whole book on salvation. I gave it to Stephen, put my number in it, and he was so happy. And then I gave him the card that I would have given to my dad that had money in it. And I said, Stephen, this is for you. Stephen said, this is for me. I said, yes, Stephen, this is for you.
Jesus.
Stephen left that day. I still had my perspective, a kind word and a couple of dollars. When I went into my personal fellowship with God in prayer, God showed me Stephen. He said, you see Stephen there in his homeless garb, stink, hair matted, despondent, just drifting through life. I said, yes. He said, did you see Stephen right here riding in on a 10-speed bike, cleaned up, hair blowed out, looking like velvet, smelling good, like a new man? I said, yes. He said, Stephen in his homeless garb was me. When God saved me, I was a stench to his nostril. I was despondent. Amen. Not in my right mind. Not in my divine mind. God told me that Stephen was me. Amen. and that this is what he did for me, Stephen, riding in on a 10-speed bike. Amen. Praise God. Listen, my house and my picket fence couldn't save me. Amen. I was bound, needed in need of deliverance, in need of salvation, driving in a Mercedes, living in a nice house. Amen. Praise God. Working a nice job, having a good salary. I was bound. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God had to deliver me.
My Lord.
Actually, that was my condition. Homeless, despondent, not in my right mind, filthy, a stench to the nostril of God, but yet he touched me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And beloved, that should make us look at people that we encounter that is in need of God. That should make us look at them differently. We have to see the souls through the eyes of God. We shouldn't just be seeing people in their condition, but we should be seeing souls. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. A sea of souls. Everybody that you encounter, that's a soul that God can save. That's a soul that God wants to deliver. That's a soul that needs the compassion of God.
Amen. And
hallelujah. Your children are souls. Don't give up on your children. They soul. Hallelujah. I know they disrespect you. They didn't treat you right sometimes. Talk back. Amen. Want to fight you. Amen. Praise God. But they souls. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. They are souls that God has entrusted to you, their souls. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. And, beloved, we can't do it our way. Amen. God has a plan for salvation. He has a plan on how deliverance take place. Amen. Jesus is that great example. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, you got to learn how to do it his way. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to do. Sometimes people come looking for something. Amen. Praise God. But when you tell them that all you have for them is Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. They go away because they want something else. But Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Beloved, the power of God, Jesus, is the compassion of God to the world. God expressed his compassion. Mark 8:2-3 says, again, Jesus expressed compassion for the people who had been with him for 3 days and had nothing to eat. He didn't want to send them away hungry, demonstrating his concern for their physical needs. Amen. Mark 6:34, Jesus went ashore, saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. He began to teach them many things, showing his care for their spiritual well-being. That is why you are here.
Amen.
God is concerned about your spiritual well-being.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he puts you in a place that your spirit can be fed.
Amen.
That you can grow spiritually. So you got to know why you're in a place. Amen. Praise God. You got to know why God has connected you to the shepherd that he has connected you to. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, I give you shepherds after my own heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. We might be on a conference line, but the power of God is manifested here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Change. It's taking place in the lives of God people. Now, beloved, once you save, you know there's work for you to do. The work is that you must work out your own soul salvation. The work is that you must transform your mind, spiritualize that mind. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says that we ought to pray without ceasing. Amen. Hallelujah. This doesn't mean that your pastor ought to pray with you without ceasing. This means that you ought to learn how to pray without ceasing. This means that you need a praying spirit. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This means that you need to be present in your relationship with God. You can't be acting and want someone else to be present for you. This means that you got to show up, not just in the corporate service, but every time you wake up. You ought to talk to God before you do anything else. While you're going throughout your day. Amen. Praise God. This man that was in the tombs, once Jesus delivered him, he didn't want to leave Jesus. He wanted to go with Jesus. But Jesus said, no, go and be a witness to your family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He saved you that you could be. be a witness. He's a limit you there that you can be a witness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And, beloved,
yes.
I want to tell you that, hallelujah, Satan is the father of lies. Amen. Praise God. And he's been trying to make you believe that what God did for you, that it did not happen, that you did not have it, that you lost it. Amen. Praise God. But I said that he's the father of lies.
That's amen.
Mm-hmm. I tell you that God calls him a liar.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So anything that he say to you ain't going to be nothing but a lie.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You ought not to believe him because he's a liar. Amen. Praise God. All of his agents, amen, and his imps, they're liars. Amen. So they will always be contrary to God. Amen. Praise God. So you have to get developed in discernment, being able to discern the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. This ain't no hoop and holler priest because you got to be taught. Amen. Praise God. You got to be taught how to put on the full arm of God and stand. You got to be taught to be able to discern the difference between the truth and a lie. You got to be taught to know the voice of God, for he is your shepherd, and you ought to follow no other voice but his voice. You got to be taught, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And this is why God have you here. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is yet teaching me. I have not arrived. This is why I spend so much time with him. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
I choose to spend time with him. It is a choice that I make day by day by day. I choose to be in prayer for the church, in prayer for myself, in prayer for my children, in prayer for my marriage. Amen. It's only 24 hours in the day. Amen. Praise God. But, beloved, you have to make a choice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be in word, to be in the word of God, excavating the word, knowing that faith comes by hearing of the word, and I'm trying to build my faith. I'm trying to grow my faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I knew the woman of God needed deliverance, just in that quick moment, I said to God, I said, Lord, you are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. In my heart, I spoke to him. Amen. Because there's no power but the power of Jesus. And I told him, you healed the demoniac. You healed the man's son that had him throwing himself in a fire with Caesar's. Lord, we need you to show up right now. We need the power of God. Anoint me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You got to pray for the anointing that destroyed
Amen.
The evil yoke.
Amen.
You can't just walk out there and think you're going to do it by yourself.
Yes.
You got to fast, because some things only come by fasting and praying. You got to turn down that plate. Amen. And get in the word and just eat the word and just sup with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you really want to be used by God.
Amen.
Jesus is that great example. Look at his life. Look at his ministry. Look at how he prayed. And then he was able to empower his disciples to go out and do what he did. Hallelujah. He
yes.
gave them power. They came back saying, even the demons are subject to us. And he said, don't rejoice at that. Don't rejoice that the demons are subject to you. Don't get a big head. Amen? He said, rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Rejoice that you have salvation. Rejoice that you are saved, that I delivered you. Rejoice in that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God don't want us to get a big head. He want us to stay humble, and give God the glory. Give
Amen.
Him the glory for the things that he have done. Give him praise for the things that he have done. Amen. Praise God. Give him praise. So when you people come, you see people coming bound, despondent, your apostle was bound and despondent, all dressed up with the best perfume, driving the best car, but despondent. In need of deliverance. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
What did God deliver you from?
Jesus.
How can you do it to the man in the tomb? What were you doing over and over and over again, hurting yourself? I love that song, that this is my exodus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that there
yes.
is a hole in my soul, because all I do is hurt me. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what that's what this demonic possession do. It just wants you to hurt yourself. Praise Amen. God. Hurt you, isolate you, hurt everybody around you, make you withdraw so it can get you alone and beat you up and beat you down and take your mind. Amen. Yep. Praise God. But the devil is a liar. Did you hear that?
Oh, God.
Jesus is Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He came to set the captives free.
My Lord, my Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Only you, Jesus.
God is raising up a remnant that knows his power. He's raising up a remnant that knows his power, a young remnant that's not afraid. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. He's delivering a remnant, a young remnant that's willing to go out.
Yes.
That by the name of Jesus, I got delivered. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, Jesus. I want to encourage you in the faith. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Everyone that said that they have Jesus as their Lord and Savior, there is no salvation without deliverance.
Amen.
We all were delivered from sin.
Amen.
Delivered from sin that we may live unto Christ. Amen. Praise God. Delivered from something to something. Like the man in the tombs. Like the man in the tombs. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I will say that was me. Amen. What was your graveyard?
Jesus.
What was your graveyard? What tomb did you roam?
Right.
Hallelujah.
Father. I say it.
How did you hurt yourself and not love yourself until
Jesus.
You came to know Jesus? Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who would know a love like this where a man laid down his life for his friend? Who would know such a love? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Who would know such a love? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And this is the love of God that he gave us to share with every man, woman, boy, and girl. We got work to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
So, Father, I give unto you your army that you may anoint them, your people, your congregation, God.
Yes, Jesus.
That you may anoint their ears, that they will hear your voice, that you will touch their heart. Hallelujah. And put your, just write your word all in the walls of their heart, oh God.
Yeah,
even as you have spoken it in your word, hallelujah,
Jesus.
That you will bless the works of their hands, that you will touch their mouth, their voice box,
Jesus.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus by the blood, that they will speak your purpose, your plan, your goodwill, and do your good tidings and bring glory to your name, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will make these people, your people, us, oh God, a royal diadem in your hand. Amen, an instrument of righteousness. Hallelujah, anoint us, empower us, God. Hallelujah, speak to us, walk with us, talk with us, God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to abide in you. We desire a desire for your word. Give us a praying spirit, God. Demonstrate your power through us. Make us a wonder.
Yes.
But do it for your glory.
Yes.
Lord, I commend your people to you. Hallelujah, that you will drive out all fear, that they will stand upright in you, that they are seated in Christ, but they are raised in power. Lord, I thank you for your people, for a holy people. God calls you a holy people, sanctified.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Not by the clothes that you wear, but by the God that you serve, sanctified. Sanctified, hallowed unto God. That's who you are. You are a sanctified people. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallowed. That is who you are. Don't let nobody else tell you anything different. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, beloved. Just unmute your phone and give God glory. Amen. Praise God. For there is anointing that has been released in this place. Amen. Praise God. God is telling you who your divine self is. You can identify with Christ today. The power of God is operating in your life. God is shifting your perspective. Oh, yes, he's pouring out his compassion. He's mirroring his love. Oh, glory to your name, God. You're going to look at your children, your husband, even your enemy through new eyes. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Even your wife. Oh, glory to your name, God. For God, now I see a soul in need of salvation. I see a soul in need of deliverance. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey, glory to God.
Soul winners, God. God is anointing you to be soul winners.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, soul winners, for the conversion of the soul, hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, glory God. Lord, I thank you for anointing their eyes, oh God, hallelujah. That in the best of them and the worst of them, God, that they will see souls. That your compassion, that they will see through the compassionate eyes of Jesus. Let the light of Jesus be seen in our eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Lord, if you be with us, if you go with us and you show us your glory, if you just show us your glory, oh God, hallelujah, we are willing, oh God, to be used. Hallelujah. We're willing to be used by you. We're willing to go forth that glory may be, that you may have the glory, that glory may come to your name in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, by your blood, Lord.
Oh, God, do it for your glory.
Yes, Jesus.
Do it for your glory and for those on the line that's in need of deliverance. Split personalities, different personalities. Satan, the Lord, thy God, rebuke you. The hand of God binds you.
Jesus.
And the blood of Jesus is working against you in the name of Jesus by the blood. We call out every spirit of abandonment in the name of Jesus. We call you out and we send you to walk in dry places in Jesus' name. Every spirit of resentment in the name of Jesus by the blood. Oh, God, we thank you. Even now in every spirit of fear, we send you to walk in dry places in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for delivering your people even now. In the name of Jesus, every unclean spirit, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, hallelujah, for setting a new foundation in the lives of your people. We thank you for working in the Lord gems of their mind. We thank you, oh, God, that everything that will cause for their mind to race, oh, God, we thank you for giving, for making their mind single, that they will not be double-minded but single-minded in the name of Jesus. Single-minded for the purpose and the plan of God. And, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. For the word of God says that who could bind a strong man? For the strong man is stronger than man. Amen. But I know a man called Jesus. He's stronger than every strong man. Where when he enter a place, the strong man gets on his knees and worship him. Hallelujah. He says, so the only way that you could plunder the house of a strong man is that you first must bind the strong man. Lord, I thank you for the anointing upon your people. According to your word, that whatever they bound shall be bound in the heavens. Whatever they bound in the earth shall be bound in the heavens. Whatever they loose on earth shall be loose in the heavens, oh God. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, we put a demand on your provision. In your power, oh God, hallelujah, in the anointing, my God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we cover your people under the blood hedge of protection even now, that spiritual wickedness will not penetrate but melt, repel off of them. We bind every spirit of backlash and retaliation as they go out to do the work of Jesus Christ. We cancel every assignment of the enemy, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and God give them boldness. give us boldness, oh God, that we can stand flat-footed and immovable and not be moved. In the name of Jesus, that we shall stand forth in the authority of God, and that it shall be so. In the name of Jesus, by the blood. But beloved, compassion starts at home. Charity starts at home. Amen. Praise God. So Lord, we ask that you demonstrate your power in our homes, in our house, amongst our husbands and wives and our children, amongst our siblings, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, demonstrate your power and show forth your compassion and your love, oh God. Save our generations in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Minister Mother Harris, I release the line to you. People, rejoice. Give God glory. Rejoice.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank God for the word this morning. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. That we were planted, it was planted in our heart, glory to God, that we can do this thing, glory to God. We don't have to live any kind of way, glory to God. But the next voice you'll hear will be the mighty woman of God, Minister Paris, that would give the altar call, and after altar call, she would dismiss us. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the blessing, Lord. Thank you for the blessings.
Dear God, thank you for that powerful word today, Lord.
My God.
Lord, that was an on-time word. Lord, thank you for being in our lives and for us to be able to witness this type of word and for us to experience it and to gain that knowledge, Lord. If you're on the line today and you want to know Jesus as your personal Savior, maybe you have strayed from his word. Just know that this is a moment-by-moment thing. The next day, you don't have to wait till the next week. You don't have to wait till the next year. This is a moment-by-moment thing where you can make a choice to change your life around.
Yes.
Amen.
Only God in our lives. Only God can do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing out there that can compare to God's love, God's grace, God's strength, God's courage, the plans that he has for us, only
Amen.
God can do it. So today, make the choice to go and do things God's way. Our way has proved not to work. Only God's
Amen.
Way.
Jesus.
Moments where we may feel alone or we may feel like we're by ourselves or feel like things are never ending or we can't see that light at the end of the tunnel. That's God calling us to him.
Yes, Lord.
To seek him in his word so
Amen.
That we can be our better selves, so that we can discern the things that are around us, the people that are around us, the type of spirits that are around us. We need to be able to discern those things. We can't discern without the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And
Amen.
If you want to know the Lord as your if you want to know God as your personal Lord and Savior, repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come before you today to humbly rededicate my life to you.
Surrender, glory be to God.
I acknowledge that I have strayed from your path and allowed distractions and temptations to hinder my relationship with you. Lord, I confess my sins and ask
I surrender all to Jesus.
I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I am sorry for the times I neglected your word, ignored your promptings, and pursued my selfish desires. Because it's not about us, it's all about God.
Yes, Lord.
So Lord, please cleanse me from all unrighteousness
Lord,
and restore
turn it over
a heart that seeks after you wholeheartedly. We got to seek after God. Father, I surrender my will, plans, and ambitions to you.
Amen.
I desire to live a life
Amen.
That honors and glorifies
Amen.
Your name, not our name, God's name. Fill with your Holy Spirit and empower me
Amen.
To walk according to your word. We need grace.
Hallelujah.
We need that grace to do this every
Hallelujah.
Day, every moment. We need that grace. I commit to praying and studying your word, seeking to know you more intimately.
Grace and mercy.
We got to take that time out to read the Word of God, to spend time in prayer. We can't just get off the line today and think that that's going to carry us through the entire week. We got to do this thing every day.
Yes,
amen.
So.
I commit to praying and studying your word, seeking to know you more intimately. Help me to develop a fervent and consistent prayer life where I can commune with you and hear your voice. And just like that, you're saved.
Amen.
Get all the benefits that God's children.
The Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
And God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. I don't care who out there you feel don't love you, don't care about you, you searching for love from all the wrong places. Just know God loves you. And there's no love greater than God's love.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Minister Matt Paris. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You hear? Oh, would you dismiss us to God? Are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
You can dismiss us.
Oh, okay. Thank you, God, for the word today, Lord. Thank you for covering us today, Lord. Thank you for sending your angels to surround us today, Lord. Lord, guide us as we go through the week. From moment to moment, day to day, the people that we encounter, the different spirits that might try to impact us, Lord. Lord, give us that discernment so that we know what is of you and what is not of you, Lord. Let us not be tricked or beguiled, Lord, as we walk in this world and deal with things, Lord, Lord. The devil deals with us as the seed of us, Lord,
Lord. Men may see your good work and glorify your Father, which is in heaven.
Amen. 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 Do not allow us, help us to be equipped, Lord, to deal with the things of a spiritual nature, Lord. But only you can do it. Only you can equip us, Lord. Only you can open our eyes, Lord. Lord, not just the natural eyes, the spiritual eyes, Lord. Lord, open our spiritual eyes, Lord, so that we can see, Lord, so that we do not become a victim of the things that are not right for us, Lord. Lord, help us to be warriors, overcomers, Lord. Help us to be strong in the word, Lord. Lord, please allow us to continue in this walk with you, Lord.
Man,
that
Jesus.
Is the only way to get us to the point that we need to be, Lord. So that we can be better people, Lord, so that we can be stronger spiritually, Lord, so that we can help others, Lord. We have to help ourselves
Lord.
Before we help others, Lord.
Jesus,
Lord,
yes,
thank God for everything that you have done on the line today, Lord. Lord, bless the apostle, Lord. Please replenish her, Lord, for that she pours out a lot. On a daily basis, Lord. Lord, please replenish her, cover her, Lord. Send your angels to surround her, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, bless the people on the line, Lord, so that they can be strong, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Give them courage, Lord. Give them grace, Lord. Help us to give grace to others, Lord. Help us to know that our strength comes from you, Lord. Help us to not seek the things that we need in the wrong places, Lord. Help us to fight against depression, Lord, low self-esteem, Lord, Lord, things that make us feel down and feel heavy, Lord, Lord, lift the burdens, Lord, help us to feel light, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Name, Lord, forgive
Thank
us for
you.
Our sins,
Thank
Lord.
You.
We want to walk with you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, thank God, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, we do have 10:30 Sunday school. Amen. We expect to see you back on, come back on, that you may learn of God. Amen. Through Sold Out Sunday School with Mother Evangelist Roberts. Amen.
Amen.
Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love.